Trump raid. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. The warrant and property receipt regarding the recent FBI search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida, are unsealed.
It was conducted under suspicion that Mr. Trump may have violated the Espionage Act, which prohibits the retention of national security information that may hurt the United States or aid a foreign government. A close source to Trump tells Fox News that the investigation has been ongoing for some time and that the former president cooperated with a subpoena sent out in the spring to turn over documents to the FBI. Aside from that, the former president and his legal team say these documents were declassified.
Fox's Charles Watson. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress have delivered a legislative win for President Biden.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there is much to celebrate in the Inflation Reduction Act, legislation intended to bring down prescription drug prices for seniors and invest more than $350 billion in climate and energy initiatives. The measure is also forecasted to raise more than $700 billion in revenue through a corporate minimum tax, savings on drug prices, and enhanced IRS enforcement. President Biden says he'll sign the measure into law next week. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And author Salman Rushdie is hospitalized after being attacked on stage ahead of a lecture in New York on Friday.
Not only is he on a ventilator and in danger of losing an eye, but he has his nerves severed in one arm and his liver was stabbed and damaged. The White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, he says this, quote, "This act of violence is appalling. All of us in the Biden-Harris administration are praying for his speedy recovery. We are thankful to good citizens and first responders for helping Mr. Rushdie so quickly after the attack and to law enforcement for its swift and effective work, which is ongoing."
Fox's Brian Yunis. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The LAPD has ended its investigation to Anne Heche's car accident when the actress crashed into a Los Angeles home on August 5th. The department announced Friday that there would be no further investigation after Heche was announced brain dead and on life support, pending evaluation for organ donation. Detectives looking into the crash had said narcotics were found in a blood sample taken from Heche. She's been hospitalized at a Los Angeles burn center. Plus, it's a chance for a fresh start for one NFL team this season.
Looking to move away from investigations over its work culture and a nickname that many considered racist, the Washington football team has rebranded itself the Commanders and is set to unveil a new fight song and mascot during this season. First up, the new song, which will be performed by the team's marching band at its preseason home game today against Carolina. Fans chose between two versions of the song posted on the team website this summer. Next up will be the new mascot. It will be unveiled at the team's home game against the Browns on New Year's Day. Voting for the new mascot opens today and runs through August 21st. Fans could pick which category of mascot they prefer. Meanwhile, investigations continue in both Congress and the NFL into inappropriate workplace conduct within the organization. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
Meanwhile, Colorado celebrates South Park.
Hey, Alex, what can we do for our pals, Matt and Trey?
The South Park 25th anniversary concert at Red Rocks includes everything fans of the show could ever dream of. The celebration included Trey Parker and Matt Stone, the animators, writers, and production team of the long-running series, and a surprise appearance of an animated Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson, the remaining members of Rush, Stone's favorite band, which led to the band arriving on stage with Stone joining them on drums. During the show, the Colorado Governor Jared Polis appeared on stage to declare August 10th as South Park Day. Comedy Central has the first airing of the anniversary concert at 10 Eastern.
Fox's Michelle Polino. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.